calling in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. We launch here to the third hour of this live New Year's Eve edition of the program. People around the country getting ready to get their party going on. It may actually already be going on where you live. And, of course, do be safe as you're out there enjoying yourself and your friends and family tonight.
It's amateur night, people. Even if you're not drinking, somebody else is. Yep. Drive really safe.
Look out. There's also, as Sam Kinison said, party responsibly, which means, you know, sleep on your side so you don't choke on your own vomit.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I remember one year I was living down in Sarasota, Florida. I was out late. I think it was New Year's Eve, and I was out with some friends who went to Waffle House or something like that as a teenager.
Oh, Waffle House.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. 24 hours. It's a 24-hour diner, yeah. For those that don't know. It's probably more like a southern thing, so southeast.
Apparently they make their waffles with cream, too, instead of, like, milk or something like that.
They do make a fine waffle.
And I always like the hash browns there, but I remember coming home
indeed,
that night.
Scattered, smothered, covered in whatever.
Some nut job was driving the wrong way on a road that had a median in it, and it was crazy. Just, I'm glad I wasn't on that side of the road, you know?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Wow, what do you do in that case? Just cross your fingers, I suppose.
I suppose. I mean, what else could you, right. Can you do?
And, so. And, of course, that guy who's probably drunk off his gourd is going, why is everybody driving the wrong way?
Yeah. So, yeah, do be careful out there and try to stay off the roads if you can at all avoid it. And I know that the Liberty community up here in New Hampshire is getting together. There are different gatherings in Manchester and Keene and I don't know where else, but people are already enjoying each other's company. So be safe. 800-259-9231, that's the number. Still to come, a two-pack of the Totesac going to be given away tonight, so stay tuned for your chance to win that. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. Dennis is, I believe, still with us listening in Michigan. Dennis, you're back with Free Talk Live.
Yes, I am. To join your conversation about people being out and partying and stuff, don't run a green light, you know, for the kids out there. Just stop at a green light. Make sure people are not running the green light. You can go safely.
Oh, you mean running a red light?
The green light.
Okay.
People will be running a red light.
Right, right.
I literally
watch out for
saved
people running
life.
A red light, yeah.
Yeah, I saved a life about 30 years ago that way.
I want to tell people also, especially if you're partying with a frat, be careful where you pass out, because you will have a penis on your face.
So that is so mean.
Pictures of people on the internet.
Pictures on the internet, that's right.
It is so mean.
Yeah,
like,
it's tacky.
I think that is the rudest thing. Can't people do something a little less permanent?
Well, I can tell you that, it shouldn't be that permanent. You can just wash it off, I think. But
depends on what you write it with.
There's a whole lot of stuff you could probably tell frat houses about being polite.
Yeah. Of course, if I wanted to avoid that situation, I wouldn't go to a frat house, and I never have been, and I never will.
Yeah, I was not a part of a frat. You have to purchase your friends. And
yeah, really, it is like renting friends, isn't it? Because if you stop paying the dues, then they're not your friends anymore.
You understand it. You're buying friends, or renting friends, yeah.
So, Dennis, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, my band, when I was a youngster, played at the frat house, and they really drank past the off switch. Really, really well, and they also had brownies that were strange.
Hmm. So you had called to talk about Dr. Mary Ruard, if I'm recalling correctly, yes?
Yes. We're going into the new year here, and kind of the inspirational thing, you guys turned me on to her, and I love her work, Healing Our World. It's awesome.
It is one of my favorite liberty-oriented books.
The worst thing about it is she really hasn't followed it up with anything else. You know, you want more.
Well, she did. She actually wrote a second version. There was one that was released in the 1990s, and then she wrote an updated edition for the aughts, this decade that we're about to finish here in hours.
I really wish that she would write a new book with some new material in it instead of doing versions of a book. I think that sort of... I don't know. That bugs me about a book. But I have, you know, the
you
thing
could is, always write one, Taylor.
Well, hey, you know, working on it. But I've got an autographed copy of it, actually, that I still have to read. So I got to meet
you
her.
You have not read it.
I got to meet her at Liberty Forum, got to get an autographed copy. I bought an autographed copy straight from her hands. And that was kind of cool.
Yeah, she was she was a really nice lady. Really,
it's
just
like going to church, you guys.
What's like going to church? I don't get it.
Listen, reading her work. Like you're at church, you're getting extremely inspired.
You're saying it was like a religious experience for you, reading,
yeah,
Healing Our World. It is, yeah. It is a good book, and she is such a great communicator. She is. It's not a scholarly book. I can't stand that stuff. I don't like reading the dry, scholarly kind of academic style novels, or not novels, but pieces by these, you know,
she's
these economists.
She's a little bit too layman.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So, like, it's so easy to wrap your mind around the ideas of liberty when she presents them, and she gives such great examples of how the government creates more problems in it than it can possibly solve. That the government, there are all kinds of unintended consequences. She talks about honoring her neighbor's choice, and she really just does it in a brilliant, easy to understand way. And the book is, you know, it's a fairly thick book. It's a couple hundred pages at least. But there's also a significant amount of citations in the back of it. She backs everything up. So any claim that she makes, there's always a little citation there, and you can go to the back and you can, you know, dig up the study that she's referencing, or you can dig up the newspaper article that she's citing. It's all there. And then there's columns down the side of the book. So you've got the actual text of the book, and then there's this, I guess, accents, for lack of a better term, quotes and useful phrases and things like that by thinkers that are in the columns on the side of the book. So there's all kinds of useful stuff
there. You know, and I haven't read her book yet, but I got to see a speech that she gave at Liberty Forum where she talks about, she's a doctor, so she knows what she's talking about. This is from her personal experience, and she's been involved with, like, drug research and things like that. And her, when she talks about how much real harm, I mean, significant, overwhelming numbers, just blatant harm that's done by the whole government drug approval process and things like that, and the government involvement, and even the subsidization of, I haven't had much sleep, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Of drugs and everything, and how much real harm it does. And she really lays it out in a manner, because, you know, there's so much harm that government does, which is hard to pin down because it's just sort of vague and mm-hmm. It permeates everything. It's the broken window fallacy, and how government does all the harm that government does is not as visible
as
the seen
in the unseen. I think is what you're talking about.
The seen in the unseen, and well, she really breaks it down in some terms that a layman can understand about the drug approval process and the real people who are harmed by it in significant numbers. So that was an excellent speech, and makes me that much more inspired to want to read the book.
By the way, Delbert, you mentioned
it's free online too, you know.
It is. The old 90s edition is free online on her website, and also she gave us the approval, the exclusive approval, to release the audiobook version of it, which is available at book.freekeen.com. So you can actually go to book.freekeen.com to download the PDF, or download the EPUB or the ebook, or also download the audiobook version. So,
and I hope people, if they do that and they listen to it and they enjoy it, I hope that they in some way, shape, or form will contribute toward her.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Benefit, you know?
If you were to read that in the 90s edition, and you'll see how awesome the book is from that, you'll want to go and buy the Ots version. There's more information. It's been updated. She added a bunch of stuff. But, Dalbert, you mentioned that you'd like to see her write another book. And I would like to point out that she is writing continually. She does do a column on a biweekly basis, where it's the Advocates for Self-Government. They have a newsletter that goes out. Theadvocates.org is where you can go to get signed up for it. It's an emailed newsletter, and she has a column in that every single time they release it. It's the quick answers to tough questions, where she takes suggestions from people. People email her, you know, the really tough, you know, questions that a lot of liberty-minded people will feel cornered if they get asked these questions, and she gives her answer to those questions, which is very useful. And she's actually published a couple of compendiums of those where she's essentially cataloged a bunch of her answers into a book format.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's one up there in the LRN.FM bathroom. Right.
Yeah, it was just a small beef I had about just creating a new version of the book instead of making a new book. But I also like, she shares one of my philosophy of mine, which is an optimistic attitude that liberty is inevitable, and that it's just a matter of time. We are going to get there, and then we're going through sometimes a 3 steps forward, 2 steps back process.
She is a very positive lady. Dennis, thanks for the call. Always appreciate hearing from folks here at 800-259-9231. Hey, you want to win a Totisac? You want to win a two-pack? Call in now, 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105, and you can win. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you dial in, take control of the airwaves, and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site totally free, so head over there, enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can chat. We've got a chat room built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. You can do it all for free thanks to Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, and up to 99% off of list price. They can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Paul is listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, Paul.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Happy New Year. What's on your mind tonight?
Happy New Year to you, too. I want to discuss the implications of medical marijuana.
Sure.
And I know people have a constitutional right, you know, freedom of choice. I mean, the Constitution grants that.
No. Actually, hold on. Before you go on, let's clear up what the Constitution does or doesn't do. People have rights because they're a good idea and they're human beings. The Constitution is a document that was formed in order to give the government people a set of rules by which to follow. Of course, we know they don't follow their own rules, but that's the intention of the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't grant rights. It's a piece of paper signed by men.
I guess it was intended to protect rights, and the Bill of Rights was intended to enumerate the rights that was believed that people have.
Correct. The Bill of Rights' purpose was to enumerate certain rights that the government in no way should be running roughshod over top of, and of course we know they do that anyway, so it doesn't really matter what it says. So that said, I just want to make it clear, your rights don't come from the Constitution. Go ahead.
Okay. The medical marijuana issue, I mean, I understand it's used for glaucoma and cancer treatment for patients and stuff.
Yeah, actually, there's a myriad of things, but those are on the lengthy list of things that it can do.
Yes. That's nice. It's good, particularly for dealing with the nausea and a lot of the discomfort and pain from
AIDS
from that and AIDS. And the thing about and it's important because people who are on chemo tend to lose their appetite, and marijuana gives you the munchies. So it's an excellent. It's true. I mean, yeah. It's a counter to, you know, people losing their appetite. And a lot of times people, if they're smoking marijuana while they're getting their chemo, a lot of them are able to keep their weight on and eat.
Well, also,
otherwise they have their appetite gone.
Also, cancer patients and AIDS patients take a lot of medicine, a lot of pills that can be very nasty on their system, their digestive system, and it can create nausea. Some of these pills can create nausea. And so marijuana has an anti-nausea component as well. And so it actually helps. Once the patient has taken their pills, they will also smoke some cannabis, and it will help them keep the pills down so the pills can actually stay in their system and work. Of course, multiple sclerosis patients benefit from medical cannabis. Also, some people have pain issues that
chronic
cannabis
pain
helps.
Is great for, and one of the reasons it's great for that is because, you know, it's actually in many ways better than the opiates that people take are very addictive in the sense that your body actually stops reacting as well to them. You need more and more. And from what I've heard, they react in a subtractive manner, meaning that I'm sitting here talking like I'm a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I just want to state that first off. I'm just repeating what I've heard. But
Dr. Dillard.
But my understanding is opiates act in a subtractive manner, and you need more and more of them to deal with the pain because your body adapts to them. Whereas the way marijuana works is that it doesn't make the pain. It doesn't just remove the pain, but what it does is it reacts more like a divisive. It divides the pain, so it makes it lessens it dramatically, and it doesn't lose that effect over time. So you don't need to keep taking more and more marijuana to get the same effect.
Yeah, I mean, my girlfriend or former girlfriend Julia used to swear by it and I believe the girl before her as well, for menstrual pain as well, like a major reduction in the frustration and the pain of dealing with that.
Well, and it helps you cope with the pain that's there. I mean, it just makes you, it enhances your general state of mind in terms of the pain. It's like you're feeling the pain, but it's not bothering you as much. It's not as distracting and disruptive of your life.
So there you go, Paul. There's a few things that we know of that medical cannabis helps people with. What were you curious about, or what was your issue?
Well, with the exception of the medical purposes, aren't there some health repercussions considering that there's like probably 20% more ammonia and more cancer-causing agents in marijuana to begin with?
Well, that is a big myth. That is one of those cannabis myths that float around out there and that you can count on the government and the anti-drug crowd to propagate. But there's no evidence whatsoever to show that anybody has ever gotten cancer of a lung type or any sort of mouth cancer, anything like that.
But there may be risks.
Marijuana.
But one of the things is the government won't allow, simply will not allow scientists and doctors to do tests on the smoking of this vegetative matter. And that in and of itself is a problem. So there's these the ONDCP, the Office of Drug Policy Control or whatever it is. They'll say these things about about marijuana that they really don't have scientific tests for because they won't allow scientists to test for it. There have been tests on marijuana that, in fact, says that you know, it doesn't contain the tar that nicotine does, so it doesn't stick to the bronchi in the same way.
They've also found that it
in cigarettes.
They've also found that it has anti-cancerous properties.
Huh, that's strange because I went online, and not to refute what you were saying, but I went online and I checked the Harvard Medical site, and according to what their findings stated, they said, you know, the marijuana was, there was some health risk involved.
Oh, of course there's going to be health risks.
Yeah, you're inhaling, you know, combusted vegetative matter, and there's going to be problems, no doubt. But if you do, when you do the research on this, you'll find that there's a lot of conflicting information. And I suspect that one of the reasons that there's conflicting information is because there's so little information, because the United States government essentially controls the world, and they have a very, and it's difficult to get scientific studies on the, you know, usage of marijuana. And for whatever reason, Americans don't want to believe studies that come from foreign countries. We have this God bless America flag waving thing where anything that them Norwegians are doing must be tainted.
Yeah, good luck finding one example of somebody who has died from lung cancer as a result of smoking cannabis their whole life. That person does not exist in the records of all the records of humankind, of all of science. No one has ever been attributed to have died from use of marijuana.
This certainly doesn't appear to be any sort of significant, like, noticeable statistical difference. Like if you smoke marijuana, your chances of going of getting cancer, it's hard to even find that outside of just the margin of error.
If you find somebody that has lung cancer and they have smoked marijuana in their past, they have lung cancer because they also smoked cigarettes. You cannot find someone who has lung cancer
because
of marijuana.
I think
people can get lung cancer without smoking anything.
I'm just telling you.
But whether your odds of getting it are going to go up. Statistically, there doesn't seem to be anything to indicate that it's anything outside of, say, the margin of error, meaning that it's statistically insignificant.
But I think more importantly is that hundreds of thousands of Americans die every single year from taking prescription drugs the way that they were prescribed by their doctor.
That's true.
Yeah,
so
drugs have side effects.
If you're worried about marijuana and its side effects and it killing people, okay, so let's say a few people do die. Hundreds of thousands of people die every year from taking prescription drugs as they were prescribed by their doctors.
It's far more safe than any of those drugs. There's no doubt about it. Paul, we'll bring it back here if you had something else you wanted to say. It sounded like you were just kind of getting into something. So more with Paul, perhaps, or your calls about anything. 800-259-9231, New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's the New Year's Eve edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up what you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features there, free. We've got listening options. You can tune into our broadband or dial-up streams around the clock. Doesn't matter what time it is. Maybe it's 3 in the morning, you're getting done with the partying from tonight's New Year's Eve, and you want to listen to Free Talk Live? We're on. We're on all the time at listen.freetalklive.com. In fact, if that's not an option for you, maybe you don't have an internet connection, you want to call us up on your phone, you can do that too. You can use our listen lines and dial in and listen. As long as you can call long distance, you can listen to Free Talk Live on any phone that can dial long distance. There's also our satellite channel, which allows you to listen to LRN.FM around the clock without paying any kind of fees, which is nice. It's called Free to Air. Plus 85.
You can do that on the internet too.
That's right. You can LRN, do that too. Yeah. And then plus there's 85 wonderful affiliates from coast to coast that take our show from various different times, and you can listen to them too. Get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com. And I think Paul is still with us there listening in Charleston to WVTS. Paul calling with some good questions tonight and also some misinformation that is frequently passed around about medical cannabis that deserves to be cleared up, and I'm glad that you've given us the opportunity to do that. Go ahead with any further thoughts you have.
Okay. Wouldn't there be some impairment of motor, like neurological function, as far as, you know, when you're on marijuana to begin with, when you're operating like heavy machinery or you're just in general flying airplanes? Wouldn't they be?
I wouldn't recommend it. It's not a recommended thing that you drink or smoke marijuana or do any kind of mood-altering substance or mind-altering substance when using heavy machinery and putting other people's lives and your own life in harm's way.
Yeah,
certainly.
If for no other reason than public perception, the Australian Department of Transportation did a study and it showed that marijuana drivers were essentially about as effective as an unimpaired driver, and whereas alcohol-impaired drivers were extraordinarily affected by their drinking. But, you know, people are just not going to like the idea that you might be high and operating heavy equipment. And, you know, we're talking about medical marijuana here. We're talking about patients treating illnesses. Hopefully, you know, if somebody's treating their illness with Dilaudids, they're not getting out there and operating heavy machinery either.
Okay. With regards to the legalization of marijuana, I mean, don't you think if it was legalized, I mean, people would actually use it, you know, when they're flying airplanes and things?
Well, are people using alcohol in flying airplanes?
Yeah. I mean,
Yes.
So do you think we should ban alcohol?
Okay. And hold on. Wait, I've got another question. Do you think that people are not flying airplanes while high right now?
Well, I'd say they are.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, yes, I agree that that much is true. How is the world going to change?
Well, I mean, it really doesn't change in general, but, I mean, it's like actually promoting the use of the drug in general to where if you go ahead and say, well, okay, it's, you know, it's legal, it's going to facilitate that use even more. It's going to, you know, cause...
Have you thought about, okay, sorry, go ahead.
They do have tests for the, you know, whether or not somebody is high in the same way that they have tests. And the test is not cheap, but over time it would come down with usage, supply, demand, and all that stuff. So the same way that they can test somebody for being high, they can test somebody for being drunk, they can test them for being high. So in the same, the argument that you're making for not legalizing marijuana would be the same argument that you should be making for making alcohol illegal.
Yeah, you do have a point there, but, you know, I drink, I drink it on occasion. I'm not like a heavy alcoholic, but, I mean, I've smoked marijuana maybe once, and the only thing it did for me was basically make me sleepy. I mean, I just don't understand the big fascination with smoking it in general.
Sure. Well, the thing is, the stuff you're bringing up is relevant to any drug. So all the prescription drugs out there... People should not be flying on them or operating heavy machinery. They're all legal. I mean, presumably, if you've gotten a prescription, and they're not that hard to get if you don't have a prescription, and the penalties aren't nearly as severe as they're not constantly looking for those like they are marijuana. They're not going to immediately check you, see you have a prescription if they find some on you and stuff like that. So this is fairly readily available stuff that's a lot more dangerous to be operating heavy equipment on than marijuana. You know, again, marijuana, not nearly as dangerous for driving or other operating of heavy equipment.
Boy, just the number of cab drivers that get high.
Drugs. Alcohol and prescription drugs, yeah. And the thing is, too, that there's other things you can do that are not illegal that are a lot worse than even drinking, like being really tired when you're driving. Well, they found being tired, eating while you're driving, texting. Oh, my God, texting. You know, they're starting to make it illegal, but that's, you know.
But how do they enforce it?
Yeah, exactly. So, and then what happens is when you make it illegal, what happens is people get even worse because now they just text down in their lap so they won't get caught. And that's even more dangerous than texting up in front of your face, you know, where you can see what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know.
So all the scary stuff about what could happen if marijuana were legalized, as you point out, Mark, it's already happening.
You miss pregnant ladies, too, by the way.
People are already smoking and driving. They're already smoking and going to their jobs. These things are already happening. And leave it to the business owners to decide what their policy is going to be on that. If I want to make sure that my forklift operators are not using...
Including insurance companies, by the way, that insure you for your car. You know, if they find out you were in an accident, and you were high while you were driving, they might go, maybe they have part of their policy that they're going to raise your rates if that happens.
Yeah, so I may have a rule at my, if I'm, you know, operating a warehouse, that I don't want any of my employees to show up on any kind of mood-altering substances, and it would be my responsibility as an employer to ensure that that happens, whatever that means, whether it's random drug testing of the employees or however I would go about doing that. That should be my responsibility as an employer. If one of my employees wants to go home after work and get high to enjoy the rest of his evening by himself or with his family or friends or whatever, it's none of my damn business. And it's going to make my life worse and not my employees' lives worse if they are driving perhaps somewhere, going to a movie, get pulled over, and they've got a joint in the car. They get arrested. They don't show up for work the next day. And then that makes their life much worse. So... having these drug laws doesn't stop anybody from using the drugs that want to. There are not very many people in America that are sitting there saying, boy, if only marijuana were legal, then I'd go out and get some. There just aren't very many people like that. There aren't very many people saying, oh, crack. Oh, I would just smoke some crack if it was only legal. The people that want to do these drugs are going out and doing them. They're taking the risk of going to jail. They're taking the risk of having their lives ruined. I mean, they're taking these significant risks to go and get high. they're doing them anyway, despite the horrible consequences that that may await them. So when you legalize drugs, it actually brings an extra level of responsibility to people when they're using those products, because they don't have to hide anymore. They don't have to be paranoid. They don't have to be worried about what might happen. They can take some pot with them in the car. It's not a problem. They don't have to smoke before they get in the car, before they're going somewhere. So there's all kinds of reasons to legalize drugs, and there's no reason to keep them illegal unless you like having a police state.
And any problem out there, as soon as you approach it with try to solve the problem by banning something or making a new law and making it illegal, nine times out of ten, you in some way, shape, or form, you really make the problem worse. It doesn't solve the problem, and it just makes it worse.
Absolutely. You're talking about 800,000 Americans are arrested every single year just for pot. There are another 700,000 or so that are arrested for all the other drugs combined, but just for marijuana, and most of them, 80%+ of those arrests are for simple possession. Not drug dealing or anything like that. Not that that's a problem either. There's nobody harmed in selling drugs. So, Paul, your final thoughts after getting all that information?
Okay, final thought. I understand that the law doesn't prevent anyone from abusing drugs, like you say. I mean, you reiterated the marijuana issue.
Mm-hmm.
But at least there's some consequence. I mean, like I say, if you legalize it, they're going to say, well, you know, you said they'd be more responsible in, you know, their drug use. They're not going to, you know, fly a plane and smoke a marijuana joint.
They are gonna fly a plane and smoke a marijuana joint. I'm telling you that. Same way that there's a pilot out there right now with a flask of whiskey in his vest pocket.
I want to let him finish, but I want to talk about some of those consequences after he's done.
Yeah, consequences. All right, I'll tell you what, Paul, I'll bring you back here real quick because I've got some other people that want to comment on this, but I want to let you get your thoughts out there. 800-259-9231. I think this is one of the most important issues. It's my pet issue. You can bring up what you want. There are already consequences for using drugs. We don't need to add jail cells to it. More coming up. Take control. Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect
effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call, but if you're not on the line right now, probably not. It is the live edition, the New Year's Eve edition of the show, only about 2-plus hours remaining in this decade. And I know we had this conversation earlier this year, Mark.
I can't believe that you got it right.
Is now about to end, finally, right? So we're now going to go into the teens here shortly. What do you call this
one? I remember that conversation, yeah.
What do you call this one? Because it was the this was the aughts that we're about to finish out.
I think teens are accurate.
But 11 and 12 aren't teens.
Yeah, they're teens.
Close enough.
Good enough. Well, anyway. There's more teens, and the 10 isn't an aught either.
All right, so coming up, by the way, tomorrow night we'll be live, the live Saturday edition, New Year's Day. We're going to be here, thanks to Kyle and Donovan over at the Genesis Communications Network for coming in special to run the show. By the way, Donovan is running the board tonight, and normally we pay our board operators, special to come in for us. Normally they get paid by GCN. I pay them tonight to give them the extra incentive to come in on a holiday, and thank you guys for coming in. But Donovan actually said, hey, don't pay me. Give that money to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
Huh. Nice, and Donovan.
Donovan's been doing this so long, we've indoctrinated him. For God's sake, is he the longest one that has been board op?
I don't know.
Kudos to Donovan.
Yeah, very cool, very nice of him.
Donovan, pot up that mic for a second. So, see there?
He's probably smoking pot up there.
Well, there better be some consequences then, I guess. Sorry, I'm picking on the caller already about the consequences.
He says he's got nothing to add. So we're going to go back to Paul in Charleston listening to WVTS. Now, you mentioned consequences, Paul. We're talking about marijuana, people smoking pot. And Dale, you wanted to, I guess, say something about the consequences.
You said that at least there's consequences, and I guess you mean that there's something bad is going to happen to people for using marijuana. Explain to me why that's a good thing.
Well, that's a good thing because it keeps society civil. I mean,
what?
All right, I'll talk about that in a minute.
Wait a minute. What is uncivil about smoking pot?
Well, what's civil about the fact that we now are we have the most number of people in prison than any other country in the world? Ever since the war on drugs started, we've started arresting. We have three times as many people in prison than when we started, and we're locking people up who have harmed no one.
Is that your police scanner?
So we're locking people up now that have harmed no one. We're breaking up families that we have kids being raised in foster homes when their parents haven't hurt anyone and aren't criminals by the common sense definition of the word.
Can we pot him down? I'm sorry, Donovan. Pot him down because there's something screwy with his cell phone there. It's really weird talk back.
Yeah, going on there. So we're locking up parents who haven't hurt anyone, and now their kids are growing up in foster homes and things like that. We're spending billions of dollars to lock up people, again, who haven't harmed anyone. And so the consequences to be seem like these consequences seem like they're primarily bad things happening to innocent people, and that to me seems very uncivilized.
And I'd also like to point out, you know, just ask any law enforcement officer, who have they been in more wrestling matches with, pot smokers or drinkers? I mean, if you want to keep society civil, give everybody a joint. You'll find that society gets a heck of a lot more civil more quickly. As a matter of fact, having spent 9 years in prison, there's one prison guard who was walking me to work one night, and he says, you know, if it was up to me, I'd give you guys a bag of pot every week.
It'd
take care of all the riots and fighting in this place.
Absolutely. I'm glad Mark mentioned that, because I was thinking about that earlier and I got sidetracked. But I would like to see, you know, I don't expect, if pot gets legalized tomorrow, let's say, just a thought experiment, I did not expect to see over a period of time any significant change, any statistical difference in, like, car accidents or airplane crashes or anything like that. I would bet money on it that we don't see any statistical increase in any of that. But I would be awfully surprised if we didn't see a statistical decrease in violence.
Paul, are you there?
Yes, sir. I didn't say I agree with the approaches that the police use in their, you know, their punishment, you know, techniques. I mean, as far as I know about police abuse, I mean, I've been, you know, there myself. But as far as, you know, he said he didn't expect to see any statistics as far as, you know, motor vehicle accidents and plane crashes. I mean, if marijuana is classed as a hallucinogenic drug and it impairs motor function, you could expect to see that.
No, sir. It's a mild psychedelic. It is not a hallucinogenic drug. It's a mild psychedelic. And what that means is, like, you know, the worst that'll happen is you'll think you see something in the shadows and it's not actually there. I mean, there's no real significance.
And that would be a lot of pot smoking.
Yeah, you'd have to be really paranoid, too, as well. And the fact that it would be legal would reduce the paranoia surrounding
the pot smoke. And besides, you've already said that people drive while smoking marijuana now and that, you know, you understand that. So I don't think there's a lot. I don't think you'll see a statistical increase because those accidents, if they're happening, are already happening.
Go look in Portugal.
There are tests for whether or not people have smoked, and they're, for whatever reason, they're not being found that very many people that cause accidents are, in fact, high.
The people causing accidents.
The alcohol. And if you're for keeping marijuana illegal, then you should be for making tobacco illegal because it has health consequences, and for making alcohol illegal because it has tremendous consequences from a societal and from a health standpoint.
Paul, we got to let you go. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Something to think about. There's a lot of information on this topic, and I think it sounds like he's open-minded.
Yeah, he's working on it.
Let's talk to Ed, listening in Jackson, Tennessee, to the TJ Network. Hello, Ed.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I could just go off on this subject. Hey, this guy, you said he's got an open mind. I hope he does.
But, I didn't get that sense. It sounded to me like it went in one ear and out the other.
I don't know. You're not going to turn around in one conversation on this particular issue.
Well,
and he was having a conversation. He wasn't just pounding a pulpit or anything like that. So
that's true. He does deserve credit for
go
that.
Go ahead, Ed.
He was having a calm,
rational
conversation.
Let me give you gentlemen some backup on the marijuana stuff. Go to look at Donald Taskin. I think you can go to YouTube. Donald Taskin is a scientist or doctor at UCLA. I got the little report in the paper right here. The largest study of its kind has unexpectedly concluded that smoking marijuana, even regularly and heavily, does not lead to lung cancer. But y'all can look that up. What it was, it does have a lot of, it says, harmful effects of the cigarette, I mean the chemicals in the cigarettes, but he said what we found instead was no association at all to that, and even a suggested of a protective effect for the lungs from cancer. But y'all can look that up.
We reported on that one.
We've read it on the air, and it's such an outlandish claim that it's difficult for people to associate. I mean, you know that cigarettes cause lung cancer, so it makes perfectly good sense that combusting any vegetable matter should probably not be good for your lungs. And there's some studies out there that say the opposite. It's difficult to internalize, and it's so difficult, I almost don't mention it to people.
And also, guys, that out of 500,000 plants, only marijuana contains THC. And like Dr. Taskin says here, to his surprise, because he spoke against marijuana. He thought that, it does. And Mark, it does have tar. It has five times more tar. You can look that up. But see,
marijuana has five times the tar? Okay.
Okay, but listen to this.
Huh.
Dr. Taskin tells you on there, when you inhale cigarette tobacco, the blood vessels and everything constrict. And he said, to their amazement, when you smoke marijuana, they expand.
It's true. That's why your eyes turn red.
Hey, listen to this. Also, water, seven foods, and all drugs can kill you in an overdose. The only drug that cannot kill you in an overdose is marijuana.
It's true.
There's not
you
a single documented
it.
Case of it.
You
not
nailed
a single
it, Ed.
One.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, the only way you're going to die from marijuana is if a bale of it falls on your head from
you
the
know,
roof.
That's the thing. You people smoking tobacco. This is one thing I thought of. This is total anecdotal experience because I will go. I'm going to say right now I'm an occasional marijuana smoker, and the weirdest thing for me is I think I sometimes feel I might hyperventilate a little bit, and maybe that has to do with the expansion of the blood vessels, is that I feel like I'm getting too much oxygen almost after smoking it, and sometimes that makes me, I think that might be where some of the panicky, there's people who feel panicky a little bit sometimes if they smoke a lot,
yeah,
it
maybe.
Might be because they're getting a lot of oxygen all of a sudden.
Let's go to, I believe Brent is with us listening to WBTS in Charleston. Hey, Brent.
Happy New Year, guys.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm a smoker, and I smoke it for medical use in West Virginia. I'm trying to get the law passed for medical use. I haven't had luck yet.
Yeah, it's tough.
I definitely have smoked it since I have retired from driving. I didn't smoke when I drove cross country, and I quit during that 10-year time I drove, but I continue to smoke it every day. And I don't see a problem with it. It's never made me go to harder drugs. Mm-hmm. And I think our government would do a lot better by legalizing it and using it for tax money for the government. Would come out long more ahead than putting these people in jail and keeping them in jail for marijuana and writing tickets on it instead of just giving them a yell and say, hey, you can't do that.
You're absolutely right. And by the way, it deserves to be pointed out that it's not like they can't get it in jail either.
Right.
They're not handing it out, but you can get it. The guards are smuggling it in. People are smuggling all stuff into jail. Hey, I wish we had more time. We're out of it, though. Thank you for the call tonight. Be safe out there if you are on the roads. Try to get off of them. Get inside. Be safe. Enjoy your happy, fun New Year's Eve. Thanks for coming in tonight, guys, on the holiday edition of Free Talk Live. We're going to be back for a live New Year's Day edition tomorrow, so join us then and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a good and fun and safe night.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kid should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.